We are approaching our fourth Shabbos of these Chevlei Moshiach. Chevlei Moshiach, says Rashi, are like Chevlei Leda, the birth pangs of giving birth. On the one hand, there is pain. On the other hand, we know that we're heading towards life. We're heading towards Geula, just like a woman who's giving birth. With all the pain she's going through, she knows that she's going through a process of bringing new life into the world. Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba, Me'ein Yemos HaMashiach. Shabbos is the time that we sit back and we focus on all the chasodim that we have in this situation. That's what David HaMelech said in his Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, Toiz L'Hodes L'Hashem L'Zam L'Shimch Elyon. In the course of the week, we're involved in many things. On Shabbos, we just sit back and pay attention to all the wonderful things we have in the world. We should be full of simcha with the beautiful bria that we live in, the world, the creation, our bodies, the world around us, even the time of Torah. David HaMelech was able to sing under all circumstances. We know he went through a lot in the course of his life. And even in the Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos, he didn't avoid the challenges that he had. But he helped us look at challenges in the right perspective. In the middle of this Mizmor Shir, Toiv L'Hoides L'Hashem, Simachtani, the Simcha, the Hoidor, the music going on, he addresses the fact that Befroach Hushoim Kmoi Esev, Yotzisa Kol Polei Oven, he says the Rishoma is spreading out like vegetation covering the earth. And there are Rishoma out there, and there are Oivim, enemies of us out there. But what does he say? The Shomdam Ade Ad. I know for sure that all the evil in the world is there to be destroyed, not to last. And as time goes on, we're getting closer to the end. And this is what we're supposed to feel on Shabbos. Yes, we are going through hard times. But Dafka, by focusing on the good we have, being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's going to give us the strength to get past it. And it's also going to help us focus on the fact that this is a temporary state. We are here forever. This is very temporary. There's a Medrash, Pirkei de Rabbi Lezer, that says, if you see the Rishom spreading out all over, covering the ground with their evil, you should know we're coming close to the time of Mashiach, that they will be destroyed. We cannot give a timetable when Mashiach will come, but we're definitely getting closer to it. And that's the thing that gives us peace of mind. Things are not out of control. They're part of a process of transforming the world from being this world with so much evil in it to be the world of the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the good. Specifically about Shabbos, Gemara says that a person eats three seudas on Shabbos, he will be saved from three poronias. From Chevle Mashiach, Dina Shel Gehenem, Nechemes Gog Umogog. This is the beauty of our religion. Hashem wants us to be saved from the pains of the coming of the Mashiach. He wants us to be saved from Gog Umogog and Gehenim. And all we have to do is enjoy three meals. Nothing torturous, nothing painful. Adarabah, Hashem says, enjoy. But enjoy the Shabbos. Focus on the fact that we are the only nation that has a Shabbos. We are the Am Hashem. Use the concept of Shabbos, of each member of the family, appreciating what we have, especially the fact that we are the Am Hashem, the Am that was given the Shabbos, that given the Torah. It's important, like we always saying, that the children should be involved in this. The excitement of whether it be the preparing the food for Shabbos or cleaning up the table even. I was once by a family, I couldn't believe it. One of the children was not behaving, and the father said, if you continue not to behave, I'm not going to let you help clean up the table afterwards. It's all a matter of how we mechanech our kids. And if it's the things that are necessary are looked at in a good fashion, a positive fashion, Adarabba, we can get the children to do it. We know trying times for children can either make them more mature or can make them more confused. And it's in our hands. We should be Zeichem Yetz Hashem. Take advantage of this coming Shabbos and focus on Baruch Hashem. There's a lot of, Mitzad Echad, there's a lot of suffering, a lot of hardship, and we ourselves are concerned. Mitzad Hashem, and Shabbos is the time that we say, Toiv Lo Des Hashem. I realize that everything is under control. We're Hashem's beloved chosen nation. And even if we see Bifrag Rishom Ko Yesev, we see the Rishom spreading forth, Lishom Damadaya, they'll be destroyed. And the more we put them in place in our minds, that they're nothing, there's just something temporarily here, and we don't have to be afraid of them, but with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the quicker HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take them away. We should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos, and should give us kechus the coming week for ourselves and our family and our children. And